Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Unfortunately, social media is here to stay. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. If so-called legacy media is in jeopardy across the country, it means more of the material anyone wants to hear, read, and see will find its way to the Internet and especially onto social media. The growth and standards of that industry is one of the reasons Bill Belichick's personal life is getting so much coverage these days. If Carolina's football coach wants to protect his privacy, maybe he should revert back to the uber curmudgeon he was in the NFL. It's not that Belichick is uncooperative during his regularly scheduled press conferences. In fact, he gives the local media more time than he did with the NFL and New England Patriots. And if the 73-year-old coach wants to have a 24-year-old girlfriend, that is his right and up to him. But web versions of print media publications and social media platforms are having field days. Jordan Hudson was with Belichick from his first public appearance back in December. She was reportedly warmly welcomed by officials and given flowers and other gifts from families of UNC brass. The age gap was unusual for sure, but ever since, Hudson has been in the spotlight almost as much as her boyfriend. Mostly, it is a matter of optics in an industry where private lives are kept private unless it is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, who Hudson apparently idolizes and follows closely. Hudson considers herself a social media influencer and does not avoid posting photos of herself and the Tar Heel coach. Normally, most people wouldn't care. But as brand ambassador for Chapel Bill, that is apparently part of her plan. She usually dresses in stylish but provocative clothes and ends up in places where you'd expect to see only players and coaches. For example, bloggers and writers from People magazine and websites as big as Yahoo.com pay a lot of attention and publish photos of Bill and Jordan visiting on the sideline before games. Now, if Carolina had a football team that was winning and contending for conference and national titles, the very people who helped UNC make such a historic hire might care much less. And supposedly, Brandon Faber was hired as a football publicist in part to deal with the distractions the coach's young lady friend was becoming, even though Belichick and his players claim she does not interfere with their jobs as student athletes. But small-town gossip is turned into national news on every form of media that cares about or covers Carolina athletics. And when your team is not doing as well as everyone expected or hoped, the Belichick-Hudson saga gets more views than the alleged sexual abuse of athletes at NC State, which is far more a serious matter. Over 9 months, Belichick and his girlfriend may be causing a little chatter in South Building and on campus. But as social media keeps growing, their unconventional relationship grows with it. This is our Chansky. See you at the Casual Pint.